Welcome to St. John's Episcopal Church in the Diocese of the Virgin Islands. We are on the big island of St. Croix in the beautiful Paradise Islands of the Virgin Islands. Today, I encourage you to join us at 8:30 a.m. Please come on board and join us. Keep It Cloud crew as they expand our ministry at St. John's to the a little wider community throughout the world. So we are on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and then on Wednesdays at 12:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we encourage you to join us in serving the community, not only for St. Croix, but throughout the world.
Welcome to St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. We are pleased that you have tuned into our broadcast and invite you to listen each Sunday at this time to worship with us. We are located at number 27 King Street, Christian Set, St. Croix. Please call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. We trust that today's service will be a blessing to you.
With you. Please stand. Let us pray. O God, the Most High, your only Son, embrace the weakness of our flesh to give us the power to become your children. Your eternal Word chose to dwell among us, that we might live in your presence. Grant us a spirit of wisdom to know how rich this glory you have made our own, and how great the hope to which we are called in Jesus Christ, your Word made flesh, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, in the splendor of eternal light, God forever and ever. A warm welcome to you this morning, and those of you joining us on live stream on Facebook, we are happy to have you worshiping with us this morning. We are St. John's Episcopal Church in the Diocese of the Virgin Islands. Today is the second Sunday after Christmas, and the first Sunday in the calendar year for 2021. On Wednesday, I invite you to join us in the St. Mary Chapel as we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany at 12:10 p.m. On next Sunday, January the 10th, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the rite of holy baptism will be administered as we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. Our act of worship will now continue as we sing the hymn, Father, let me dedicate all this year to thee.
Father, let me dedicate all this year. act of worship and continues with the opening affirmations. Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
This time we pray for those who are going to do the reading. Janet. Almighty God, we ask your blessings upon Janet as she reads your scriptures. And may the words of their mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 7 to 14. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and sing. Save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest part of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolation I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father of Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nation, and declare it in the coastland far away. Say, he who gathers Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the heights of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. A psalm, the lesson psalm, Psalm 84 in the Book of Common Prayer, 707. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts. The sparrow has found her house, and the swallow a nest where they may lay their young. Happy are they who dwell in your house.
They will always be praised in you.
Happy are the people whose strength is in you. Those who go through the desolate valley will find in a place of spring. They will climb from height to height. Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Behold our defender, O God. For one day in your court is better than a thousand in my own room. For the Lord God is both sun and shield. No good things will the Lord withhold. O Lord of hosts, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As we are still in Christmas, we invite us to stand at this point as we sing, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Verses 1 and 2 of Lift Every Voice and Sing, number 21. Please stand. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the second chapter beginning at the first, at the 13th verse.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Out of Egypt I have called my son. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Out of Egypt have I called my son. He will be called a Nazarene. Let us pray. God, Heavenly Father, if you've called your son and Jesus to be that Nazarene in our life, we pray, God, today that if you call us, that we will be that light to others who are walking in darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please sit. Some thoughts from Matthew chapter 2 and part of verse 23, part of verse 15 and 23. Out of Egypt have I called my son. He will be called a Nazarene. Have you ever been doing well in a particular position? And because of your success or skills with getting things done, you have been called to another position, another place to assist. Have that ever happened to you? That you're doing well in, you know, in your neck of the woods, and because the officials around see that you're doing such a good job, and knowing that there's a deficiency in another place, they say, okay, come and move to this particular job or task. But as you started this task in this new place, you recognize that the people were not authentic. They were not true to the task that they have called you to for. And they themselves are not keen on being part of the task. Then you wake up and it was a dream. And you hope that the dream don't ever come true. Let me read the gospel this morning. And especially, there's that portion that was left out between verses 16 and 18. When you get home, you could look at it for yourself. In reading it, sometimes it makes you want to make your stomach churn. And in this particular text, we hear the birth of Jesus. We hear the slaughter of numerous baby boys because of Herod's fear. But more importantly, we hear of Joseph listening to the dreams. You know, there was the Old Testament Joseph who listened to the dreams as well. And we have the New Testament Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, who also listened to the dream. And in the first dream that comes around Matthew chapter 19 and verses 20, the angels say to him, get up, take the child and his mother and go. Get up and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt in verse 13. And remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And Joseph, being a man of God, took up the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt. And we are told that he remained there until the death of Herod. And verse 15 tells us that this was to fulfill what has been spoken through the prophet, out of Egypt have I called my son. When we look at, you know, most of the time in the Christmas stories, a lot of people don't pay attention. They don't pay a lot of attention to Joseph. But Joseph was critical in all of this. If Joseph was not attentive to what the angel was saying to him, perhaps Jesus might have been killed as well, along with all the other boys 2 years and under that were killed. But that was not to be. And so God chose someone for Mary who he knew was had a relationship with him. Sometimes in our relationships, we dream of having a relationship with a particular person, but it's not necessarily the case. And sometimes, recently I was talking to someone, and a female, and they say to me that they are looking for their Boaz because their husband died at a young, they're still young, not 50 yet. And they believe that they still have a lot of life in them and ahead of them. And so they're looking for their Boaz. But this person must be a man of God. And the person said to me, it is very difficult to find a man of God at this time. How sad for us men. And it suggests to me that that men are not having a deep relationship with God so that we can be, as Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, became the head of the household, and to listen to God speaking to him through the angel. And the person said, I don't want a person in my life who's not listening to God. Not to listen to me, but to listen to God for what God is instructing for him to do in our life. And so more men need to get back into a relationship with God so that God can lead you into a place so that when he's ready for you, he can call you out to be a leader. He can call you out to bring others out of darkness into a light. We are told in this text that Joseph, Mary, and the child remained in Egypt until Herod had died. And after Herod had died, the angel again appeared to Joseph in another dream. Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead. Once again, Joseph was obedient. He listened to the angel, and at that time, the angel was the mouthpiece for God at that time. He took the child and he went to the land of Israel. But there was still a remnant of Herod reigning. And so, instead of going deep into the Israelite area, because Herod was reigning over the entire area, again, in another dream, he was warned and he went to the district of Galilee. And there, he made his home in a town called Nazareth. And once again, this was to fulfill what the scripture had said, he will be called a Nazarene. It then tells us that listening to God through the agents that he uses is critical to us. Over the weekend, my sister called me about a dream that she had. It wasn't a dream about instruction, but it was about a dream of persons that we knew. And sometimes, when I was in seminary, there was a particular course in angelology where we dealt with dreams and trying to interpret dreams. And I'm sure that as you go through your own life journey, and we don't have to be a man or a male, but we just have to be attentive to what God is saying to us. And maybe we can be attentive to God, what God is saying to us, because of our relationship with him, it offers a sense of hope, not only for you as the individual, but for those persons around you. We know that many a situation that we enjoy today started off with someone having a dream. Someone saying to them, do this particular way and you will succeed. And at times they tried and tried and tried again until they succeeded. The vaccine that we have, using right now for to assist with the COVID-19 coronavirus, was something that perhaps I was started some years ago and was put on the back burner. And because of the present pandemic, it had to be taken up again, and as a result, a vaccine. Someone was listening. We today, in this new year, at this Christmas time, we are called to listen to the word of God, to listen to what Jesus, who came into this world and brought us out of darkness into light, what he's saying to us. And when we are in light, we can no longer walk in darkness. After our stomachs have been churned and it's now settled, we can only, like Joseph and Mary, follow the direction that God has for us. Today and beyond, as we begin this new year, my prayer for us is that we would develop a deeper relationship with God. A relationship that would lead us and usher us out of darkness into that glorious light which Jesus brings to us. Amen. Let us now stand and affirm our faith in the Nicene Creed on page 358. And then this morning, enriching our worship for our act of worship. We believe in one God. Holy, Holy One, guide your people into your deeper presence, that we may increase in wisdom and years and in divine and human favor as we pray, saying, happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrimage. Gracious One, you have blessed the church with every spiritual blessing from the heavenly places and chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Lead us, your children, into holiness according to the good pleasure of your will, and to the praise of your glorious grace freely bestowed upon us in the beloved. Happy are the people whose strength is in you. Lead your people into your wisdom and guide those who teach and who rule among the nations, that we may work together to create a world of peace where all people may live in the fullness of your potential. Happy are the people whose strength is in you. Guide those who search for truth and insight, that they may labor to bring forth new hope through a constant rebirth of wisdom and knowledge. Happy are the people whose strength is in you. Protect all children and families and rescue them from violence, poverty, and oppression. It's time we especially remember our youth of this community, the challenges that they face, the boredom at times. But we pray, Lord God, that as they continue to grow up in a rather confusing world, that your truth, your wisdom, your light will be revealed to them. Happy are the people whose strength is in you. Holy One, inspire our community to be a place of nurturing peace, that all children may live lives of fullness and security, developing their gifts for the healing and the blessing of the world. Happy are the people whose strength is in you. In our Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Episcopal Anglican province of Alexandria. In the world cycle of prayer, we pray for the people of Togo. And in the ecumenical cycle of prayer, we pray for the members of the Catholic Charismatic Church of Canada. And Lord God, may your people be a crown of beauty and a royal diadem in your hand. As we pray in faith for our presiding bishop, the Most Reverend Michael Bruce Curry, for our diocesan bishop, Right Reverend Edward Ambrose Gums, for all the clergy in this diocese, for all diocesan representatives, for all the laity throughout this diocese. Save your people and give ear to our prayer as we remember before you those for whom we pray. Hear our gratitude as we sing aloud the radiance over the grain, the wine, and the oil, over the young of the flock and the herd, over the goodness of God, as we pray our thanksgiving, especially for those who have died from this household of faith. Happy are the people whose strength is in you. Gracious Father, give us the spirit of wisdom and the revelation as we come to know Christ, so that with the eyes of our hearts enlightened, we may know what is the hope to which you have called us. What are the riches of your glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of your power for us who believe? We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Let us at this time say our mission statement. Together, as disciples of God, we at St. John's Church are called to restore all people in unity through Christ, embracing justice,
peace, and love. We now pause for the confession of sin.
As we kneel at this time, let us confess our sins to God. God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our life. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us. To our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your good. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Please stand. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty.
Everything in heaven and earth is yours.
Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom.
And you are so God of heaven, O Lord.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, the peace of the newborn Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you.
And a happy new year to you all, those I have not seen as yet for the new year. Happy new year to all of you and your families. As we present our offerings, we recall offerings made by the three wise men to the baby at his birth. For you, O Lord, O God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power because you have created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. The offertory hymn from our hymnal number 93, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Blessed are you, O Lord, O God, creator of all things. Through your goodness, you have given us this bread, this wine, and this money, our human labor.
Blessed be God forever.
We continue with the Eucharistic prayer 3 of enriching our worship. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly right, good and joyful to give you thanks, all holy God, source of life and fountain. We pray you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. For before time you made ready the creation, your spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun and moon and stars, earth, wind and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways, but we rebelled against you and we wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her child, you would not forget us. Time and again, you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day, we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we say, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Heaven and earth are full of glory.
Hosanna
in the highest. Blessed is the one in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Please sit or kneel as you're most comfortable. Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You look with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with the outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless to his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified to you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Now gathered at the table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified, who was, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour your spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with St. John, people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared for the foundation of the world. through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. I now invite you to stand and sing our prayer. Break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
This is the true bread which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. We sing the hymn from hymnal 101, Aware in a Manger. Thank you. a post-communion prayer. Together, loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image as the spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we proclaim your love to the world and continue in the life of Christ. Amen. Please be seated for a moment. Diocese of the Virgin Islands, Episcopal Church of the Virgin Islands Incorporated, founded in 1947, incorporated in 1972, Office of the Bishop, dated December 31st, 2020. Dear clergy, Diocesan Council delegates, alternates, congregations, Diocesan officers and staff, I'm writing to inform you of my pending retirement effective May 31st, 2021. I had hoped for a more personal announcement, perhaps at convention, but COVID-19 prevented a personal encounter. This notice of retirement is sent to you in accordance with Article 2 of Bishops, Section 9, and Article 3, Canon 12, Section 9A, of the Constitution and Canons of the Episcopal Church. The Diocesan Council, the executive body of the diocese, has assumed responsibility for the transitionary period in the months immediately preceding my retirement. In accordance with the canons of this diocese and the Episcopal Church, the Diocesan Council requested assistance and guidance from the bishop for pastoral development in the office of presiding bishop. The Diocesan Council will meet with Bishop Todd Owsley on Thursday, January 14th, to discuss plans to provide for a provisional bishop who will assume canonical responsibility for the diocese effective June 1st, 2021. I will continue to keep the diocesan family in my prayers as you begin a new chapter in mission, ministry, and evangelism. I ask for your prayers for me and my family as we transition into the next stage of our lives. Peace and grace, the Right Reverend E. Ambrose Gumbs, Bishop of the Virgin Islands. So that is the official letter to the entire diocese. I do hope that today's act of worship has been a blessing to you. I know that my friend up front here was here, Father, drink all the wine and he ain't give me none. I didn't drink a whole lot. I just drank a little bit, okay? But we are getting to that point that people are a bit more comfortable that perhaps that we can just do at least the wafers, not the wine as such, in the way that we are doing it. And I understand that some churches that have started has actually stopped doing the wine. So please bear with us a bit longer. I think after next week, after baptism, I won't be celebrating the Eucharist again, perhaps not until the first Sunday of Lent. Wednesday is it's the 6th of January. It's the Feast of the Epiphany, and I will celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany here in the church. For ease of presentation and so on, I might just celebrate from right here on Wednesday. So please join us for the feast and celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, as it tells us that in our tradition that Christmas has come to an end and we are now into another season of light. And for those of you who join us on Facebook, we're very happy that you continue to, with your comments, your positive comments, as we continue to grow in this particular ministry, not only for those persons who are here, but for those persons viewing throughout the world. Notice is hereby given of our annual parish meeting to be held on Sunday, January 24th, during the Divine Worship Service at 8:30 a.m. I'm asking those persons who are interested in serving on the vestry to please call the office. And to give your names couple of people have already indicated their willingness to serve on the vestry.
Thank you for listening to the St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. Every Sunday, we get together for worship at 8:30 a.m. Our church is located at number 27 King Street Christian Center, St. Croix. Come visit with us. We welcome you to our services. For more information, call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. Have a blessed day.
Sensi Star Jones here with the Keep It Loud Crew podcast. Join us each and every Sunday as we bring to you live church service from the St. John's Episcopal Church, U.S. Virgin Islands. I hope you enjoy, and please leave your comments either on IG, Facebook, or Twitter. Also, look us up, www.keepitloudcrew.com.